my footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
Now, nobody said anything, and I'm just dying to ask this question.
I want to see if I'm reading your mind. Go.
Did y'all catch where Angela said she's from?
We're on the same. We didn't talk either. We didn't talk. We did not talk between the break, but go ahead and ask her.
Was Friar Tuck as nice a guy as they portrayed him to be?
Yeah. It's actually still there. The Sherwood Forest, the Robin Hood tree. They do reenactments. It's fun.
Cool.
I was really surprised, Robbie. That was every ounce of self-restraint. I was stealing for it. So we got past that.
We're sitting here for 30 minutes going, I got to ask it. If nobody does, I'm jumping in.
She said it so nonchalantly.
So from Sherwood Forest to the Sonoran Desert. What a transition.
Yeah, big
transition. By way of Vancouver.
Yes.
What in the Southwest have you found that you enjoy the most?
The people are lovely. All the people I meet, it's because I'm a people's person. So going around different places, meeting the people is great. The sunsets, the mountains, everything about it. You know, the sunshine, apart from the 2 months, obviously, where it's really, really hot.
A lot of a little extra sunshine there.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm always busy indoors anyway now doing this. So.
And bringing that design style into our homes in the Southwest. When you're sitting in a customer's home for the first time, and you'd mentioned earlier you start with the floors. Well, y'all's specialty comes into a lot of furnishings, the window treatments, the accents. And I think, if I remember right from, and it's old stats, but you know, window treatments are one of the first things that a new homeowner will change or transition in moving into a new home.
Everybody wants the window treatments for moving in. So obviously we do in-home consultations. We'll sit with the clients, basically find out what they particularly like, give our recommendations for what we think is correct for that room. If they've got a beautiful view, it's nice to frame a window. It makes it a focal point. And if they want motorization, if there's children, obviously cordless or motorized blinds would be the best thing to choose. And we talk in depth and find out and require, you know, what the customer requires, and then make the recommendations to them.
And your price points for window treatments are all over the board. I mean, you can get roll-up shades, blinds, fairly inexpensive, but when you're coming into treatments, you can have, especially when you come into motorized and the amounts of exterior, interior. I mean, this is a heavy investment.
It is. But obviously, if the customer is going to remain in a property for a long time, if it's a custom-built home and it's their forever home, it is worth it to make that investment. Obviously, if a person is getting slightly older, I would steer them towards motorized because you just don't know.
And on these window treatments, they're bigger. Your windows are bigger in most cases than any single art piece that's on any other portion of the wall.
Yeah. It's a focal point. And you've got to remember that when you walk into a room, whether you want it to be a focal point or you want the shades to literally just go up out of the way. If they've got a beautiful view, you're not going to tell them to put slatted blinds up to be looking through. They want things that go away up into the ceiling.
Now, Angela, y'all at Interior Accessories have just recently won an interior design award for your window covering work, right?
We did. We was at the Design Excellence Awards, and we had put an entry in, and this was through our Scottsdale store, and they won, which was absolutely lovely to have that award given to us.
Interior Essentials, 2 locations. What will a homeowner find as they walk into the showrooms?
They will find, obviously, all of our blinds, manual, motorized, are on display, which is nice for the consumer because they can come in, they can see the different controls, they can play with the motorized shades to see how they work, which is a great thing because considering the controls is a very important part of buying any shades. So they can actually play with those blinds and they can see how they operate. We have custom bedding on display. We do European towels, which come in from Portugal and places like that. We can make custom bedding as well to suit. So if they're doing a bedroom and they're wanting side panels, whether they be plain or floral or geometric designs, we can then complement the bedding to match with that. So it's developing a palette for the bedroom. So it's nice, comfortable, soft looking, soft draperies. Lots you can do.
And then you match that. I was making fun about Pate Fandex, but Romy actually is the one that taught me the lesson. My homes that Jennifer and I lived in were always Navajo white. And then we would accessorize with artwork and furniture and stuff. When Romy built his first custom home for himself, he was very bold in the use of interior color. And I thought, well, he sure never got that from me. But boy, when you walked in that home you built and you had that bold red with the big heavy wood bookcase in front of it and the way you had it lit, I instantly became a fan of interior colors.
And it was actually, I remember the name of the color, and it was more of a orange. It was Colorado Rust.
Well, that he taught me what color could do to the feel of the inside of a room.
Yep, accents are really, really nice. Wallpaper is actually making a comeback now. So geometric designs, even textured wallpaper of a very bold palette or a neutral palette are also in as well. So to do an accent wall, that is coming back in. You can also use the paint as well to make an accent wall.
Absolutely.
And what do you mean textured wallpaper? What?
Textured. So it is literally textured, embossed type of wallpaper. Hmm. Really nice.
It was before your time, Romy. Well, it has been a really long break from the wallpaper look. I think it's kind of exciting, though, Angela. There's all kinds of possibilities there.
There is for sure. Yeah, and there's lots and lots of choice now coming in.
We've played with it with wallpaper at the house on a couple different occasions. We don't currently have any installed right now, but we were able to convert a girl's bedroom to a boy's bedroom with a little trim work and new wallpaper, and boom, it was done.
Yeah. Again, children's bedrooms are changing. They're moving away from the pinks, the blues, and that type of thing, and making it more gender neutral, I suppose we should say.
How would anyone get a hold of someone at Interior Essentials to set an appointment to look through the house and see what the possibilities might be, or set up an appointment at the showroom?
They can just call in to either of the locations. We all have cell numbers as well, so they can call us individually and just make an appointment, talk with an individual designer, and we make the appointments to go out.
Is there a number you'd like to give out on air?
Yeah, I've got two actually. So the main number for both showrooms, and you can ask to be put through to Scottsdale, which basically you do get through to the Scottsdale store and be transferred. That is 480-478-8612. You can get me directly on 480-202-1175.
Is that your cell phone?
That's my cell phone.
Is it turned off right now?
It is right now.
Okay.
So don't ring in at the moment.
Angela, I have a question for you. So thinking about just looking at your website and all the possibilities and all the things y'all carry, I get really excited about the whole idea of maybe like redoing the interior, but it's so overwhelming. How do you take someone who has no idea and help them neck it all the way down to something I know I like?
We work through the process. It's easy to actually renovate a room on a small budget. Initially, if the we look at the furniture they have in the room, decluttering is a big thing. So you can walk into a room, you can place furniture into it, different styles, different areas, take certain items out. You can make the room look totally different by probably just doing some side panels, a beautiful pole to put up, framing the window, if, like I say, if you have a nice view, introducing some throws, cushions. Lots you can do very inexpensively.
And what about, I mean, eclectic is kind of still in, right? You can pick whatever you want. You don't have to decide if someone's like mid-century modern or the Southwest.
You can mix and match. You really can. You can put old with new, and it works. A lot of reclaimed type of furniture is very, very much coming in now.
Yes.
Very much coming in. And there's some very nice pieces. And there's lots of reclaimed furniture now that's been mixed with metals, making it more industrial looking. So there's lots of choices out there.
Do you have a preference now living here for a little while? When you look around, you know, we're so full of ranch houses and the just one story look. And a lot of them are actually a lot of them are just coming down and they're putting in mid-century modern all over. But I have a heart for the Southwest look and the ranch style home. Do you have you?
Well, funnily enough, I was in one just recently that had been renovated, and this was a ranch style home. It was beautiful. They'd done suspended beams from the ceiling, beautiful black wrought iron chandeliers, and they needed to do new shadings. So we went with the motorized for this particular property. Lots you can do. I personally like the reclaimed look and the industrial mixed with it.
That can get pretty eclectic.
It can.
You have to know how. That's why we need somebody like you.
Precisely. Yeah, I know.
Do you work with a lot of older people? Like, are you familiar with the living in, aging in place kind of movement? I'm sure you are. But
Yeah. We do. We work with all ages, to be truthful, from, you know, the first time home buyers right through to the retirees who are buying probably, you know, they're moving into a single level home. And it may be the holiday home because they obviously live elsewhere for parts of the year. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Here with Mrs. Angela Hurst from Interior Essentials, two locations in the greater Phoenix metro area, talking about the basics of interior design and interior trend. If you've got that one room you'd like to update, you have a question or two, we do have one more segment where we might be able to squeeze your call in, or you could continue sitting back in comfort and listening to the ongoing discussion between us and Miss Angela. We'll be right back.